be honest, the road is not fit for purpose. We had our senior roads engineers with us, and while the long-term plan is for a new road in that general area, I don't think we can wait that long, and we need to look about getting a Pacific Road grant to make the road safer, possibly widen it and resurface it. So we're sort of left, we haven't got the resources ourselves within the council, and I think we need to go to the minister and make a case, and that's what I'm bringing forward the motion for next Tuesday.
The other important element of being there at 8:30 on a Thursday morning is you and the engineers will have seen the number of students, particularly from Errigal College, who walk down there from the Killylaston area, Glentane, and all the various estates around there. So it's a very busy road for pedestrians as well. And given the fact that you've got pedestrians on the road, many of them school-going young people, you also have tight bends where drivers can't see what's around those corners. That's potentially a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, and we witnessed all of that. Young teenagers, what I would say, and the rest of us agreed, that they're literally taking their life in their hands by walking that road because, as you say, the bends in that road, the blind corners, the volume of traffic with buses, minibuses, cars, people going to their work, leaving their children off at the various schools. And it's a main arterial route, and I don't think I'd be overemphasising it and saying it's probably the most dangerous road in Donegal at the minute with the volume of traffic that's on it and pedestrians trying to use it to get to access their schools and places of work. So, look, I think it's very, very important that we get this delegation, that we get down to see the minister, that we get them up to have a look at the road itself, to show them at first hand if he would come up. The need for this Pacific Road grant to allow us to make this road safer for not only car users but also for pedestrians.